From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andrew Yost. The number of African-American motorists in Missouri being pulled over by police is the highest it's ever been since the state began collecting data to guard against racial profiling. Marshall Griffin has the details.
The report states that during 2014, black motorists were 75% more likely to be pulled over by law enforcement officers than white motorists. That's a 9 percentage point jump compared to 2013, when black motorists were 66% more likely than whites to be pulled over by cops. This year's report also found that the disparity index was below average for Hispanics, Asians, and motorists of other races. However, Hispanic motorists were more likely than blacks to be searched and arrested. Attorney General Chris Koster states in the report that there's no single explanation for the disparities, but he also says the findings, quote, continue a disturbing trend for African-American drivers in Missouri. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
A lawsuit has been filed against a Missouri law that an opponent argues was changed too drastically as it worked its way through the legislature. The lawsuit was filed by Ron Calzone, co-director of Missouri First, a nonprofit that promotes limited government. At issue is a bill signed into law last year that originally would have allowed county commissioners to propose initiative petitions to cut a county prosecutor from a full-time to a half-time position. The bill was extended to include policies on topics ranging from school lunches to fire sprinklers. Calzone says that violates constitutional limits against changing the purpose of a bill or including multiple topics. Creasy Springs Road in northern Columbia has concerned city officials who want to take measures to make the road safer. At its meeting last night, City Council discussed how the road has been the site of many accidents and deaths in past years. Mayor Bob McDavid describes the road as a narrow country road where the straight stretches are deceiving. He wishes the city could afford to straighten the road.
But it would be a substantial engineering feat. And, you know, I know it's tragic, but we've got $192 million of street and sidewalk projects on our CIP that we are nowhere near having the money to fund.
Other members of City Council suggest purchasing more signs to warn drivers of the dangers of the road. An organization that helps people transition from their old career to teaching will be in towns across Missouri this year to recruit more trainees. The American Board for Certification of Teacher Excellence is a non-for-profit organization that offers one-year-long online courses to individuals looking to transition into the classroom. The Missouri Senate accepted the American Board certification in 2008, and a state Senate bill last year extended the approval to 2020. Missouri Director for the American Board, Kimberly Polk, is working to spread information to Missouri residents.
As long as candidates have a bachelor's degree from an accredited university in any subject area and a 2.5 grade point average and can pass a background check, they can go through our online program and become fully certified in under a year.
The American Board will host information meetings in many Missouri towns this summer, including Knob Noster on June 4th, Sedalia June 23rd, and Columbia July 14th. I'm Andrew Yost, KBIA News, Columbia.